Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. A Houston police officer is recovering after being shot during an apparent act of road rage while on his way to work. News 88.7's Rob Salinas has details.
The incident took place Saturday evening in Northwest Houston. According to HPD Chief Noe Diaz, Officer Jake Parker was in his personal vehicle on Gessner when a man in another vehicle approached him on foot.
He got out of his vehicle, fired into the officer's vehicle. The officer returned fire. The officer was in his uniform. He, however, did not have his vest.
Officer Parker was shot in the shoulder and drove himself less than a half mile to the police substation where he was treated before being taken to Memorial Hermann. A Hedwig Village police officer spotted the suspect vehicle. Officers closed in and arrested two men and a woman. They also recovered a weapon. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
The Supreme Court is weighing whether Texas can use recently redrawn congressional maps. On Friday, Justice Samuel Alito put a temporary pause on a ruling from a panel of federal judges in El Paso. They ruled the maps passed over the summer were invalid. However, Alito put a temporary stop on the ruling after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton appealed. For now, the maps give Republicans an advantage in next year's midterms. Taking a look at sports, the Rockets are on the road to Phoenix tonight. They take on the Suns, oddly enough, without Kevin Durant. He's not with the team at the moment. Rockets management says he has the night off for personal reasons. Your check of weather, keep the rain gear handy. A 40% chance of rain this afternoon with a high of 85. An 80% chance of showers later tonight. We'll see a low around 67. And there's a slight chance of showers on Tuesday with a high of 79. Right now, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees on the UH campus. For more news and information, go to HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.